Chofetz Chaim, Yoimi, Day 80. And we're up to the Isurim, or the speaking about the halachas of the Isur of saying Lashon Hara. In this case, we're talking about a person who he has seen somebody do averis that are but Adam Lachavera. And when he can and when he can't say that Lashon Hara is what we were talking about. And in last time, we were talking about that if the person did the Avera ben Adam Lachavera to the, in other words, the victim of the story is the person who's telling over the story, then he's not allowed to tell the story. In other words, if Reuven is telling a story about Shimon, that Shimon did something to Levi, then there are times when he's allowed to tell, times he's not allowed to tell. But if Reuven is telling over a story about Shimon, and Shimon did it to Reuven, then he's never allowed, it seems that he's never allowed to tell the story because he's always going to have some personal negius into it. However, now we're going to say that there are some exceptions to that rule. V'af al pi kein nirali, however, with all of that, it seems to me, says the Chofetz Chaim, dimhu mishayer, if he figures out, if he's the estimates in his mind, shal yedei zeh sheyusaper lanoshim heich shepleini osa le'avlo be'inyan momen ukiyotz v'zeh, if he figures out that people, by the fact that he's going to tell people that Shimon did something to him, Reuven is telling over that Shimon did something to him, that it's not just that it's a ta'eles on the past that he's going to make, that Reuven is going to, that Shimon's going to do, tshuva on what he did. Not only is it going to be on the past that Shimon's going to right the wrong, he's going to give back the thing that he stole, whatever it is, it's also Allah haba, that it's for something for going forward. Here's an example. She is sapilanoshim shadivraim nishmoim loy. This he tells to people that believe his words, that Shimon believes their words. What does that mean? Say im yichichu hu al zeh, that if they give Shimon Musar about this, he's going to give him back his head, the thing that he stole from him. He's allowed to tell them, and to ask them, please help me with this. Please influence your friend that he should want to give me back what he stole from me, or whatever, the person that you hold sway over. And sometimes the benefit comes out a little bit different. He comes out again a future benefit. May I see from the story, from telling over the story, even not a actual financial gain out of it. It's talking about things that are not monetary specifically. It's not financial. That is, we're talking about pain or embarrassment or any of those kind of things, or making people feel bad, putting people down. He knows that there's a person who's looking to get him to put him down. He's not looking to get him to get money from him, or he's looking to hurt him in a way that's not money type of hurting him. Right? So I'll never plenty of plenty. The reason why is because of whatever this in this story, some other reason why. So maybe Sapra then La Nochum Hashuvim or the Krevov Shel Plenty. If he goes and tells over the story to important people or to the relatives of this, like we said, Shimon's the one who's the alleged perpetrator of the story. So therefore, Shimon's friends, relatives, or his rebbeim, or people that he considers chashav, he's going to tell them. He's going to show them what the truth of the story is. And they're going to be convinced that he's telling the truth, that the din is with him, that he's justified, he's just. They're going to go over to Shimon, the person who's about to do this thing, and they're going to stop him from hurting him or from embarrassing him. Even if it's something that passed and he already did it, he already cursed him, he already put him down. He already embarrassed him. However, he figures out. Okay, so now, if he figures out that if he's not going to get somebody to stop this man, he's going to continue to do it, right? So he tries to go over to his relatives and his people who he considers to be important to get them to stop him. If he doesn't tell this over to anybody, if he doesn't do something about it, that they should stop him, he's going to continue doing it even more. Right? So therefore, all these ways of and things that are like that, he's allowed to tell this story over to other people, even though he's the subject of the story. Even though Shimon's going to be embarrassed, then he tells over the story of Ne'ashemim in front of the people who he's telling the story to. He's not telling over the story to embarrass Shimon. He's telling over the story to get people to get Shimon to stop. He's trying to protect himself. He doesn't even necessarily care if Shimon continues or stops. It's not about Shimon. It's about he's protecting himself. He shouldn't get any kind of damage, either with money damage or with pain or even with embarrassment type of damage. And therefore, he's allowed to tell people about it to get him to stop. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.